Okay, so Yaakov Magarefta had a question. Why doesn't the Torah just say, Lo yimotzei lecha? Lo yimotzei lecha. What wouldn't I know? I still don't see you. Come join us in the front. Yeah, I can't see you. Hiding behind the pillar. Yeah, we got an one of one. Why doesn't the Torah say, Lo yimotzei lecha? What wouldn't I know? The fact that it said lecha is going to tell me, Kibala Petor, what's it called? Shalchayat Araya. The pshat is, when we're making the shtickl Torah that we're about to do, then on one hand it says, Lo yiroa lecha, shalcha yatraya vataraya shalachair. But then a minute later we say, Lo yimotzei, that it didn't say lecha, it didn't say lecha, is to be medayik fakert, that I'm old, even when it's not yours, you are either. But that's a stira. The Gemara asks, right, Omar mar, yochol yatmin biyakab bugdanis ben anochrin, tamaloy mar lo yimotzei, without lecha. But ha'amrit reisha, that shall choy at the roya, aval at the roya shall acherim shall gavoya. How did Chazal come to the conclusion to answer this moira de gestira? Is the emesis, we bavarned yesterday, maybe it's not a stira, maybe lo yeroa, any kind of a guy, with a chrayis without, don't make that factor of a chrayis thingy. Any guy, you're over, chometz of a guy, you're over baal yimot, so you're not over baal yeroa, make a split. No, we don't do that. Yeah, but they didn't come in again. But we have a kibashtay and a not kibashtay kind. Maybe that's the spout. That's what the price of a barn. No. When with Kabbalah Sachrayis, you're always over. Loi mishaneh, if it's kibashtay or loi kibashtay. Without Kabbalah Sachrayis, you're taken not over. Lo mishaneh, if it's with kibashtay, not kibashtay. So then what's the pshat in the stira? Zok de gemara, hagufa. If it's kibbalah lebachrayis or not. Ki had amr l'rova l'bnei mechuzah. The system was that the government sent the soldiers, Goyish soldiers, and you had to provide them with, they probably, every house came with a list, some you have to give them equipment, provisions, every house. And one guy, they said, you got to give them pita, bread. The yid has to bake it, make it, break it, everything, but it belongs to those chev. So they were thinking, we can keep it in the house even on Pesach, let the Goyim come and take it, it's Goyish chametz. I mean, the MS, the yid took the flour and baked it into this, but it was designed. Right? If the guy shows up and the pita is not there, what does he do instead? Okay, we're going to have a few options. We're going to get to the Rambam. We're going to see. 1 second. I'm watching my knees. 1 second. But he told him no. Because if it gets stolen or lost, it doesn't say what happened. But it's in your shus. You're going to suffer the. We'll soon see what happens. You're going to pay kedil choyim dami. Wow, kedil choyim dami. It's as if it's yours. A new concept. Something that you have Kabbalah Zacharias on, it's considered it's yours. I was like that goyish shechem, it's made by the Yidden for the B'nai Chela. Get it out of the house on Pesach. What's going to be when they show up though on Chol HaMoed and they want the chametz? What are you going to do? Yeah, the matzah, macaroons. Okay, I don't know. I'm not going to be too happy. I'm not sure what you do. I don't know the end of the story, but that you have to do that. Now, there's a diak nifla. We cleared, is there a din of Kabbalah Sachrayis also by Hekdesh? You know, the original din was, Shalachayrin v'shal gavoya. And now we're saying, but when you're Mekabal Pagdonis ben anokrin, what about Mekabal Pagdonis ben Hekdesh? Oyin chazoin, we're going to talk about what's the din when there's Kibbalah Pagdonis ben Hekdesh. But there's a diak nifla in Rashi, thank you. Rabbi Roberg, Rashi, when Rashi quotes this Gemara earlier, he says, listen to Rashi first. Ulakame parich, my kamar, the maisi shalachayrim v'shal gavoya, underlined, li'isura ulehetera hacha v'hacha. Later on, the Gemara we just quoted is going to ask, how is it that on one hand you're allowed to have chametz of achayrim and gavoya, and on the other hand you're not allowed to have chametz of achayrim and gavoya? What, did you say that gavoya was like agav orche? The chayr, it's a diak in Rashi, it's a diak. Mufla in Rashi, that there's a din of Kabbalah Sachrayis. And that is the sugya we're about to start now. That chametz, that you makabal of a chrayis of a goy, you're over. What are you over? Bal yiro or bal yimotzei? It should sound like a familiar shaila from yesterday. What did we clear yesterday on a lot of different fronts and facets? When we talked about yakmin and gvulin and beischa and back and forth and shalzeh, because there's a gzera shava, and for what there isn't a gzera shava, there's gully. But at the end of the day, what are you over? Let's talk about it for a minute, the most extreme case. if you matmin, so you don't see it. Chametz, not sa'ar, many places it doesn't say chametz. In a bar, that's not even in your rishus. And it's from a guy that you makabel ol achrayis. Yeah? What are you over? Bal yirah, bal yimotze, both? We have to analyze more the details. I know the psukim cover you, but it's not mutter, but what are you over? And specifically, you know what, let's get out of the bar with the gvulin. Let's talk about the sugya here, afanar, the shagas aryas kler. This is kler, the shagas aryas chakira. When you have chametz of a guy that you makabel ol achrayis, chametz, gomer, sa'ar, in your house, in front of you, not mutmin, but it's of a guy. Shalchai atteroya, atteroya shalachayrim. You're not allowed, but, and if you weren't makabal achrayis, we'll soon see if it's achrayis of pshia, gneva, shoymer, aveda, shoyel, with a lot of details. But if it was with the gedarim of kibal olav achrayis, then it's asr. If it's without kibal olav achrayis, it's mutter. Clares the shagasari, what are you over? Bal yiro or bal yimotze? On one hand, there's a mokah to say you're only over bal yimotze. Because bal yimotze is where it doesn't say lecha. By bal yiro, it says bal yiro lecha. This is far, not lecha. It's a guy's. It's not, I know it says kidul chayim dami. It's ke'ilu, it's yours. But how ke'ilu you want to make this ke'ilu thing? We'll soon see the levels of ke'ilu. Klar's the menchas chinuch. Klar's the shagas aryeh. Are you over bal yiro also or just bal yimotze? More. Klar's the shagas aryeh. Crucial. Is there tashbisu? The pasuk says tashbisu. Maybe tashbisu is only on your chametz. Is there tashbisu on a different yid's chametz? And you know what? I'm thinking now about. We know there's a gra and a tzlach and a whole machana that says that avad it's also even a different yid's chametz. What's osir by a different yid's chametz? The full package? By yirah by yimotzi tashbisu gnoi gnoi, or maybe only part? I didn't we discuss that even? When we keep on pulling out this, that the Gross says that there's Bal Yirah on Chametz of another Yid, there's Tashbisu also on Chametz of another Yid. Something to think about. But I want to talk about Chametz of a Goy Diyum Makabal Achrayis. Chametz of a Goy Diyum Makabal Achrayis clears the Shagasari. Is there Tashbisu? Now, it's not just the Yeshiva Shechakira. Is it a law or an essay? It's not a good idea to do. No, but what about from Chatzos? What about on Erev Pesach? Serious Shaila, are you allowed to have chametz of a goy, kibbol olav achrayis on Erev Pesach? Like those that will suggest to say that there's only tashbisu on Erev Pesach, but there's no bal yirah, bal yimotze till the night. There's a whole Shaila about that. As after the sugya, the development proved from many different proofs. We remember that ach v'yom rishon and tashbisu means the day before acholik from chatzos, but is bal yirah and bal yimotze also start from chatzos? And now, assuming not, I have a serious Shaila. What's the din of chametz shekibbol olav achrayis on Erev Pesach? Is there tashbisu?
Rava told me to burn it.
He said to get it out of the house. No, bi'iru means to remove, I think. Yosef, what did it say in Chinese? Bi'iru. Bi'iru, destroy or remove or to burn? Interesting, what does bi'iru mean? It also could be whatever he told him to do, so you shouldn't be able to bal yirah. It also doesn't say, did he tell him to do it on Erev Pesach or to do it on Pesach? It doesn't say exactly, but you hear the nuance over here. What's the din legabi chametz of kibbol olav achrayis? Is it mamish considered tashbisu as well, or just bal yimotze? Another major shaila. Can you be mevatel such chametz? You know, chametz mamish of yours. Remember the guy that invites his friend chalamoid, and he says, "What's chametz doing all over your house?" And he says, "It's bittel, midoy raisa be bittel sagi." What's bittel? You ask. Rashi says it's tashbisu of a sort. Tosfos says it's hefker. Many other rishonim, all kinds of shitas. Could you do bittel on chametz of a goy shekibbol olav achrayis? Clears the Shagasari? Possibly not. Maybe Bittel only applies on Chametz that's yours. The owner could say, to me, in my lane, it's Hefker, it's as if it's dirt, as if it doesn't exist, it doesn't have a Hashivas, and Vechulei, the various Tratim and Bittel. Can you do Bittel on Chametz of a Nochri, Shekibel Olav Achrayis? Shagasari has an Ernst Tzad that you can't do Bittel. It's more Chomer than Chametz of a Yid. Chametz of a Yid, you can do Bittel. But Chametz of a Goy, Shekibel Olav Achrayis, you can't even do bittel. You're stuck with it. You can't even do bittel. That's why Rabbi said, get it out of the house. Why didn't Rabbi just say, do bittel? Yeah, Rosh Hashanah doesn't make that big, but nice. Why don't you just do bittel? What? Could be. Maybe not. I don't know.
Didn't we say the reason? The reason you can't do bittel during Zman Isser is because it's not yours?
It's hard to know. It's a Gemara Daf Zayin. We'll get to it. There's Hashem, what's Gnoi together, why you can't do Bittel after Zman Yisrael? But here I'm not dealing with Kaidah, I'm here in Kaidah with Zman Yisrael. I hear it.
If the reason is not yours, then you would say.
Here it's not yours anyways. Here it's not yours anyways. But it's more than that. It's more than that. In the Oymek Halomdis. The aside of Bittel is that you're saying, I don't want it to be mine. This is not yours. But you are Makabal Achrayis, and it's Goyrim Lamamin. So Hengzich, it's Goyrim Lamamin. You could do Bittel, it's still Goyrim Lamamin. It's Goyrim Lamamin. Assuming that you cannot do Bittel, the emes is, if the Oilim would like to know, it's a Machlekes Achrayim. The Shagas Ari, Beferish Nemzon, Rabbi Kvegar, the Pesach Abayis, many big Gedali Achrayim. No Bittel on Chomet Shekibol Olav Achrayis. The Beis Meir argues, the Oilim Yontif argues, it's a Tutsach in the Achrayim. I want to speak out a few details. Erstin. The Gemara Daf Chav Zayin. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bir Chomet Zafke Misreifa. He even made a whole thing look for wood. Frek the Gemara, that's a Chumra, but it's going to end up being a Kula. Quote, Loi Motza Eitzim Lasarfai. If you don't find wood, you're going to be Yoshev Batel. Frekin' everybody, you won't be Yoshev Batel. As backup, if you don't have wood, you'll do Bittel. Says the Shagasari, yeah, but maybe the Gemara is talking about Chomet Zafke Misreifa people all the Christ. Or the likes thereof, doimov. I mean, he has other things also, meaning not every chametz is bittelable. And maybe that's what the Gemara is talking about. What's more, another gishmakic connection to Shagas Ari, the Gemara says if a guy is shechting a carbon Pesach, and the shoyked, or a member of the Chabura has chametz in the Azara or in Yerushalayim, machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, or Shlokes, if you give hasra, you get malchus for that avera of shechting a carbon Pesach while having chametz. How do you ever give malchus? It's a hasra suffix. Maybe the guy did bittel, should never be shy. It's a famous kash everyone talks about. How could you ever give Malkus to Loisishchat? Maybe he did Bittel, quietly. Says the Shagas Ari, no. Sometimes there isn't an option of Bittel, such as Chametz of Anachri, Shekibah Olav Achrayis. But one second, is there Loisishchat on Chametz of Anachri, Shekibah Olav Achrayis? Loaded question. We know that there's Loyimotze on Chametz of Anachri, Shekibah Olav Achrayis. We clear just now, is there a Bal Yiroi, is there Tashbisu from Katzois, and can there be Loisishchat? Agavorki, I see the Shagas Arya holds that there is Loisishchat because he plays out this film without blinking. He just says it. He says, I have a case of Loisishchat without a problem of the Hasra Suffolk legal loophole thingy because it was kind of a chametz that you can't do bittel on. And for that kind of a chametz, you'll get Loisishchat.
Or you can say that you know where there was no
bittel. Yeah, there's always other seven throats to that question. Yeah,
without, without saying getting involved in another complaint.
Yeah. But I'm just the Shagas Arya says it for Loisishchat. Another knach from the Shagas Ari, so geschmack. The Oilam is familiar that Tashbisu and Layura is a set, and it's nitikl essay, and according to many, you don't get Malkus because it's lava nitikl essay. There's a famous concept in lava nitikl essay. If the lav includes more than the essay does, then it doesn't apply. Like Geneva, it's flat. You steal, like Signai, the Heshev is the essay. It's always all-inclusive. When the lav includes more than the essay, not. Frek the Shagas Ari, light bulb. If Chametz of Anachri Shekibol Olav Achrayis, there is Loyira, but there isn't Tashbisu. So then it shouldn't be able to be considered a lav anitikla essay, because the lav includes more than the essay. Now, Rav Nachum will always say the lav is nitik to the essay of Loyira, not to the essay of Tashbisu. But you know, Al and Echvan Agan Tzior, we learned that the lav of Loyira is nitik to the essay of Tashbisu. So then you get a little of a problem if there's no Tashbisu on such chametz. Oh. I think the Shagas Ari himself talks about it. I'm not even sure. Is the Oilam familiar? This is Be'emes. Wow. The Rosh Yosef, the Prima Gadim, says, we spoke this out a few times, chametz, that's also klai hakerem. It's chametz, but it's made out of wheat. You don't have to put grapes into it. It's made out of wheat that you grew in a kerem. And klai hakerem and things that you grew together with the charetzen and the chita and the miyai and the mapoilas yad, it's klai hakerem, it's isuri hanoh. And it's a Mordechai Kiddush from the Rosh Yosef. Many are quite argue, but there's a Rosh Yosef. If you have chametz made out of Yisuri Hano, or look like Karim, or Zara, Neder, chametz that's Asur Bano, catch on, says the Rosh Yosef. Yisuri Hano, by definition, is not yours. Why? There's a famous rule. Yisuri Hano is not yours. Now, you could ask the ultimate klutz kasha. How do you ever overbal Yira on chametz? It's Yisuri Hano, and it's not yours. So we know there's a famous Gemara we've been dealing ever since. It's a Gemara in Bavma Beis. We'll get there. Asana kasa kilu it's yours. Says the Rosh Yosef, big chiddush, if you have chametz of klai akerem, this chametz is not only asuri hanah because it's chametz, it's also isuri hanah because it's klai akerem. Now catch on, says the Rosh Yosef. Many are going to mark what the Rosh Yosef says here. The Rosh Yosef says, Bibaldit's Asr Bahanah for a Siba Noisefes besides Chametz, so it ain't yours. And the Asan Akasav never trumps that, confronts that, deals with that, and it's going to be Mutter. There's no Baal Yirah. Not Mutter Bahanah, but it won't be Baal Yirah. It's not your Chametz. The Tzad to argue is that the Asar Nakosiv, if it attacks Chametz, can attack that bread, that loaf of bread. I don't care what its baggage is. It attacks it. But the Rashi Yosef was not. Listen, that was the Rashi Yosef. Listen to a Chiddush. Chametz of a Goy, Shekibal Olav Achrayis. That's also Klai Akarim. What's the din? Fascinating Chiddush, there will be Baal Yirah. You don't need Asar Nakosiv by Chametz of a Nochri Shekibal Olav Achrayis. It's Asar Bahana. I respect that. It's also a Goy's. It's not supposed to be a problem. It's a Goy's. The reason you're chayiv is because it's kibbal all of achrayis. You don't need a son of chassid. Regular chametz of a yid needs the dramatic. There's an son of chassid as if it's yours, even though it's not yours, but we make it as if it's yours for the Baal Yirah. But here, fakir, it's taka goyish chametz, and it's klay akherim to boot.
Maybe that's why it doesn't say lecha by Elohim.
Well, you want to answer my gareth this question? Because it's coming to Rimram, is that there's a. Okay, that's already. This is Luis, that's a yafta. That the pasuk is Miram is for that case. Wow. Okay. We should stop.
What's the
rebel is waiting on that. That's. We should move on. Okay. But this is a chiddush. Chametz of a goy. That's also klai akerem. Even like the Rosh Yosef, that chametz of a yid. That's klai akerem. There's no Baal Yirah, but chametz of a goy will have Baal Yirah. Because who cares if it's Asar Bahanah and it's not yours? It's taka not yours. No, you Kabbalah Sachrayis. And now I want to stop the sugya. The Rishonim have Machlokes, it's brought down in the Rosh, which was in the Baruch Kaimis, thank you, and a Tosis and Shavuos and Baba Metzia. There's actually, very quickly, I want to set up a three-way, more than three, but let's start with three, a three-way Machlokes Rishonim. When we say this idea that Chametz of a Goy that you weren't Mekabalah Chrayis is mutter to have in your house. But if you were Mekabalah Chrayis, so the fact that you're going to have to pay him back if you have the Achrayis, so it's considered as if it's yours. This concept as if it's yours. We have to sharpen it, but let's talk about it. What kind of achrayis? Shomer chinam is only chayiv in pshia. When a shomer chinam is makabel achrayis, that's the gzeiras hakasuf of shomer chinam. You can make a tanai not, but in the pasha of the case, a shomer chinam is chayiv in pshia. Anything beyond pshia, geneva veida, oinus, you're not chayiv. Shomer sachar, because he's being paid, is mosar nafshoy more, and he's chayiv even on geneva veida, but not if the oinus happens. And a shoyel, of course, is chayiv even on oinus. Claire's three shomer. We know that. That's Baba Metzia. There are three levels. Pshia, Geneva, Veveya, Noyms. That's fine. Which level of Achrayis is going to trigger offset our sugya? Is it enough that he was Makabal Achrayis of Pshia? And the answer, in fact, that he was Makabal Achrayis of Pshia? Okay, that's enough. Even if beyond Pshia he didn't take Achrayis, but that's enough that it's considered yours? Or you need the middle level of Geneva, Veveya? Or maybe, only when your mamash take the ultimate package, no matter what happens, Ze'alai. I don't care if lightning strikes, it's on me. It's a machlokes rishonim. The Rosh brings a Bahag and the Ri, and Tosfos brings a third day. It's a whole shaila. There's a shaila what Rashi holds. The Medayik, there's a story of B'nai Chelis, if it gets stolen. You could say it means if it gets stolen, but Pshia, you could get out of that. Fine. But what's the beer on this machlokes? Let me explain something fascinating. The shita that holds oinus holds because the only time an achrayis is mamish going to step it up, that this is yours, this is on you, this is yours, this is. Full package. If Epis you can get out of Oinus, that's already enough. At the other end of the spectrum, we have any minimal Achrayis. It does make a difference which level, even if it's only a Pshia, but Maisi, you're taking upon yourself an Achrayis. Achrayis is Achrayis. And I have no problem with that, but what's the middle Shita? What kind of game is that? What's the taich in the middle Shita that you only consider Kabbalah Achrayis if you makabal yourself like a Shemer Sapa Ganeh of a bit? To say that it's even only when it's Oinus means you get the full package of Achrayis. The other extreme is Abi Achrayis. But what's the gedder, tight, sibo, logon, that if you only make up a shiyanat, gneva vaveda, where is it? Neither habenon is shvil ha mamutza, along the shabart, grad the zaitik, not for us, but some to know. In Baba Metziah, there's a concept that pshia is midin mazik. That the chrayis of pshia, that's not even the gedder of shayim, it's not, pshia is midin mazik, that's not even, that doesn't hit the level of a chrayis even, it's stamazi of pshia is a mazik. So unless you up your game to Gneva Veveda, that's not even called Achrayis. Where? Yeah, so we spoke about it there, that there's two dinim. There's the Pshia Midin Mazik and the Shemer Dikadin. But Bibal Pshia Midin Mazik also has that facet. It's not enough yet to make the Mechayiv of the what's it called. Now I have a Shiloh. A goy gives you Chametz, and you say, I'm taking Achrayis. So the guy says, what do you mean you're taking Christ? He says, I'm taking Christ, I'll make sure. He says, yeah, but if something happens, No. If something happens, that's your problem. What about a pshia? No, that's your problem. So what are you doing for me? I'm a kabbal achrayis. Take my word for it. I'm gonna make sure. No financial strain. No goyer in the mom. I'm very serious about the shayla. I saw this shayla actually in the Hari Kedem. But it's a shayla amuka for the sugya, because the Gemara says two words and morphs them together and it sounds like, yeah, it goes together. It doesn't, and I want to explain. Kibel achrayis, and therefore it's goyer in the moment. In a classic case, that's true. When you go meet up with the goy and you say, I'm taking achrayis and I'm going to be a shemrachim, a shemrasafra shoyal, thinking that I'm going to take achrayis, pshia, gneidav eden, and therefore if it gets lost or damaged or stolen or whatever, I'm going to pay. So it's like, it's going to be a cause of money, so it's a zion, that's kabbalah achrayis. What if this kabbalah achrayis without money though? What if this kabbalah achrayis, but nothing to do with money? He made a kinyan. He was mechayev. He was mischayev. By the way, how did the guy have the kabbalah achrayis? There's no shayrim. There's no dini shayrim by a goy.
A contract.
No, but what makes the chalois? There's no dini shayrim by a goy. The Mishnah Berurah which is on. He says in the dini of the malchus adina, which I say it wouldn't be applying in Eretz Yisrael, only in chutz laaretz. There's no dini of malchus adina.
He made a deal with.
We spoke about the tzganim yesterday. What?
It has to be.
Yeah, but what makes it chal? What makes it chal? It's not pashut. Now, we have kabbalah achrayis of pshia, gneiva v'aveda, oinus. Oinus, full package. Pshia, any level of achrayis. Gneiva v'aveda, because pshia is midin mazik. What about kabbalah achrayis without monetary? Major shaila, I want to get to it soon. Another case. Oh, machzas hashekel.
What is that case? What is that case?
You makabbalah achrayis. You know what, in a few minutes, it's a setup for something, okay? Watch, it's a setup for something. Okay, if a guy gives you chametz and there's no achrayis whatsoever, zero, that's shalchay at the roi, aval at the roi shalchay. When there's, quote, kabbalah achrayis, it's different. And we're starting to say, but what kind of kabbalah achrayis? Pshia, gneiva, veda, oinus, nothing. There's a fascinating matzas hashekel. Let's say someone was makabbalah achrayis only for oinsin. If pshia happens, he's not chayv. If gneiva, veda happens, he's not chayv. He's only chayv and oinsin. What's the case? You're looking at me, what's the case? The case is it was a shoyol that borrowed it from a soicher. So the soicher is already chayiv in pshia and gneiva veda. The shoyel only upgraded, only for oinsin. Is only achrayis for only oinsin also enough to be considered kabbalah achrayis? Or it's only the full package of oinsin? For something in the matzah shekel. Now, to get to the point. The Gemara says kabbalah achrayis, but then the Gemara says fancy words, goyim l'mamon. Goyim l'mamon is, hey, this chametz, I know it's not yours. It's the goy's. And there's a din, chametz of a goy's mutter. But look at that, I mean, don't look at it, but look at that chametz. This chametz is it's not your money, but it's goyim to you. We're going to soon get to the sugya. Goyim l'mamon, come on with them. This is negated to you, mamon. If it's not here, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have to pay him somebody else instead. L'mashal. The Rambam. Perek Dalet, Hilcha Dalet, brought down at Shulchan Aruch. Machlokes Rambam Raivid. Shulchan Aruch brings both days. He brings the Rambam, and then he says, V'yei Shcholchim, if you had it in the Maram Kaimis. A goy comes over to you, and he puts chametz in your house. And you weren't Makabal Achrayis. Not for Pshia, not for Gneiva Veda, not for Oinus, nothing. But he's an Ish Alam. He's a Biryon. You know, I'm going to get to Yeshayla now, you know that if this chametz is not here when he comes back, now, first of all, fill in the blank. What do you know is going to happen? He's going to kill you. He's going to break your knees. He's going to make you pay. He's going to make you pay for Oinus. He's going to make you pay for Pshia, for Gneiva Veda. Which one? What if you don't know? What if it depends on his mood that day? But I don't know. By the way, there's a lot of good questions there. But Ish Alam, is there a kabbalah achrayis by Ish Alam? No. But it's goyer mamon. And that's the opposite of the Harei Kedem's case. And I'm trying to solve the sugya here. The Gemara says in a classic case of a shomer, where you were shomer for the goy, you were makabbalah achrayis, and as such, this might cause monetary repercussions. Pshia gneiva v'aveda oinus v'chulei. And a situation when you were A, makabbalah achrayis. And B, the achrayis is going to cause you a gram of mumin, so it's your mumin. We're clearing, okay, I know the Gemara said that, but what's the ikker knech nakuda? The kabbalah achrayis or the gram of mumin? And I carefully fine-tuned you cases on both ends of the spectrum. We have a kabbalah achrayis without monetary compensation things. I'm a kabbalah achrayis, assuming there's such a thing, as I stated in Hari Kedem Sim involved. And at the other end, we have the Rambam. The Rambam says, Goyrim, a pure Goyrim Lamamin, an Anas, who's going to beat you up if it's not here, or take your money. And again, what if Taki's not going to take your money? He's just going to beat you up.
The other guy who's just going to beat you up is the other case.
That's
a price for that woman.
No, there it's not a price either. No, there I think it's neither. I think it's neither. If the guy's only going to break your knees, then it's neither. Then it's not. You won't be tied. There's no value wrong. If you all, you know, he's only going to beat you up.
If a guy throws comments into your house on Pesach and orders you to buy.
It happens all the time. You get deliveries from, what's it called? They put on a box of Cheerios as a sample. Yeah, what are you supposed to do with it? Yeah?
I'm asking more that a guy brings into your house.
Yeah, that's the second of Vav, yeah?
Pulls out a gun and says, keep this here. And
that's the Rambam, Avishalom. That's the Rambam, yeah? I mean, didn't bring a gun, but yeah, it's the Rambam, Avishalom. That's the Rambam. So that's what we're clearing. Is it the what's it called? Or the what? Insurance companies. Insurance companies. Is a chrayis or it's Gerim Lamamin? You, what?
In his case,
it's
his own Lamamin. He didn't say he gave back his loss. He said,
I don't know what happened. He brought the gun on and I don't know what the guy said. I think it was a money thing, Giroso. You'll have to hear the whole story. I'll tell you it afterwards. Insurance companies. If you want to look up Afanard and Simon Tuff Mem, in the Deer Shoe, they bring a Shaila. I don't want to go in Barichas into it, but about owning stocks in a company that actually makes chametz. So it's a goyim chametz. The company belongs to a goy, but you have a goyim lamamin factor over you. It might affect your mumminess of it.
Why did you vote here?
Because it's a goy. What? You're a partnership. You're mamish owner. Why aren't you mamish an owner?
Yeah,
I don't know. The mice of the dealership brings that a huge, the rabbosna says he's supposed to sell. Because there's an option, you sell from God. Meaning a lot of people in their mechiras chametz write that they're also selling their stocks and what's it called.
Is it a garim?
I don't know too much about the stock market. Okay, 1 second. I want to set up the sugi first. The Gemara itself. The Gemara started off with Kabbalah Sakhrai, switched to garim a moment, and we're clearing which one it is. But the Gemara has a question. This din by chametz, we learned out, is a din by Pesach. What about a kol Torah kula? You know what? I'll throw out a question. Esrig, it needs lachem. If the esrig is not yours, you're not yoitzer. By the way, if it belongs to another yid, gross style, how about that? Gross style, an esrig that belongs to another yid, about you're not yoitzer. It's got to be yours. Like we saw by Chal, yeah? It's got to be yours. What about esrig of a goy?
What about esrig of stats?
Okay, good. You're confusing me. Esrog of a guy. You yaitza is lachem? No. But what if you were makabal achrayis? No, you were makabal achrayis.
You could be allowed to live before.
What about
the
side
that you can't be
dubitful? But what about the base mayor and the yantif that you could dubitful? What about, if you want to use that as leverage, what about the base mayor and the yantif that says you could dubitful? No, you could dingzach anyways, but. If you want the things because of a shaka side, what about the
base?
Esrog shashutfen is a big shaila. Pashtus only if the esrog is worth enough, if it's big enough to for both of them.
It shouldn't be any better than esrog
shashutfen. One second. Let me make an announcement. You are not yoitze esrog with a nachrish kibbalah lachrayis, even if it's another yitz kibbalah lachrayis. That's about the din. You have to be a falafel. Why not? It's a different this. The din is you're not yoitze esrog. He's quoting the esrog stock market thing. You're not yoitze esrog. But I'm trying to get a point. Is the Nakud of Kabbalah Sakhrayis, the Gemara learns it out, it's a local din by Hilchas Chametz over here. To which the Gemara now asks a fascinating question. Yeah. Ha nichol l'man da'amar dover ha-goyrim l'momin k'momin dami. El l'man da'amar lav k'momin dami ma'yik l'meymar. Shaini hocha da'amar lo yamotzei. V'mechima, let me continue the Gemara and I'm going to explain in a minute. Ika da'amri. Ha nichol l'man da'amar dover ha-goyrim l'momin lav k'momin dami. Hainu the Itzrich lo yimotze. Elo lamanda omer ke momen domi lo yimotze lomeli. It's a basic in a kolo dera kula. Itzrich sal kadayta chamina hoil vichi. Isa hoder be'eni la b'shusik like a mashpon. The Gemara introduces a sugya called Dabra Garim Lamamin. We're going to talk about it more about Michas tomorrow. I want to open up the topic. What's the classic dogma of Dabra Garim Lamamin ke momen domi? A carbon. A carbon, when you makdish a behem as a carbon, it does not belong to you anymore. It belongs to the Mizbeach. So Reuven was makdish. First of all, by the way, Reuven was a chrayis. He said, "Harei a lie to bring a carbon," and then he forwarded on what he had said, and he picked a specific animal and said, "Harei zu, this is the behemoth that's going to be for the carbon that I said harei a lie on." Now, who does the behemoth belong to now after saying harei zu? The mizbeach. Does Reuven own it any more than Shimon? Now, at this point, well, yes, in the sense that he's going to get the kapara, and yes, in the sense that he'll be mekayim his neder. What else? I mean, if Shimon, yeah, if Shimon kills the behemoth, did he do damage to Reuben?
I know.
Wow, profound. One second. But what, the chayyim belongs to the mizbeach. Says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, a fascinating idea. And it's probably shitosa in the oimak ha'inyan of kol oimed li, but that's a different shmuz. But the goyim lemomen, Rav Shimon always believes in potential. That's the goyim lemomen. That was a big issue. The goyim lemomen is that it has a status of your mamon. I would say if you mazik it, you will mazik his money. Now, when he doesn't own the cow, he doesn't own the behemoth. The behemoth belongs to the mizbeach. But it's goyim lemomen. Now, where is the makar for this idea of goyim lemomen? And who argues, assumingly the chachamim? But what's the shayla about it? The assumption in most achrayim is that the topic, original of goyim lemomen kamamadami, is not from psukim b'cham. Maybe it's halacha l'mashem Sinai. Maybe it's a svara lomali cross svara who. I don't know, but it's a basic. Now, a comment is a basic. The Gemara now has the mamon of shach question on tul l'shaynus. If goyim lemomen is kamamen dami, you shouldn't need a pasuk. And if goyim lemomen is lav kamamen dami, then how does the pasuk even help? It's lav kamamen dami in kol terukul. And the Gemara zigzags and goes both ways. Either that we're going like the manda amr lav kamamen dami, and that's bokra tov, that's what the pasuk is saying, a local din over here. Or, and I want to shtel on this nakuda, at least the hashmashim for today, to have what to build on, the Gemara has a fascinating idea. If a guy gives you chametz, and you makabel the chrais before Pesach, and it's goyim lemomen, because if it's gone, you're going to have a problem with the guy. Your knees, everything, money, you have to pay. But after Pesach it comes, and it's still there, and you return it to him. So, okay, let bygones be bygones. Everything was good. The chametz was there. It was a goy's chametz. The entire Pesach was a goy's chametz. You actually did return it. There's no goyim lemomen. Goyim lemomen first kicks in when something happens. Right? When someone is mazik that carbon, and now do I have to pay? But over here, the chiddush is, because of a special pasuk of La Yimatze, that even if nothing happens, you had the chametz before, it stayed the whole Pesach, you returned it afterwards, called chalak. No, doch, it's a pasuk of La Yimatze. This din of La Yimatze, is a din in Pesach, or it's a din in Kolat Terakula, is the big shayla we have to handle. But I want to first ask an interesting shayla. Yeah. I want to speak out. The Avni Nezer, a lot of achorim say it, but you know, we'll quote an Avni Nezer.
How did these din in Kolat Terakula?
Because it's a gila. From here, it starts as a din of lemotzi, then it's magala to other places. That, but in other places also we say garim lemomen kamamen dami, even if it's be'en. The Gemara wants to say that when it's be'en, you don't say garim lemomen. Only over here you do. Only over here, or now from here we catch on and we put it to other places also, as we will see as the sugya develops. But I want to ask a question like this. We started this. This is beautiful because it's a coming full circle. We started this year with the clear of the Shagasari. Shagasari clears chametz of a goy. Good. That really this shall choy after raya, after raya shall achayim. But if it's kibal achrayis, then it's a problem. Clear the shagasari. It's a problem that there's only value motzei. Well, no, it's the full package. There's value raw, there's tashbisu. It starts from chatzois. There's like sishchat. You can do bittul, like the whole package. Yesh lod and ulai, says the Avni Nezer. Others say this also. It depends. If your attitude to this system over here is, this is old school, dover agarim lamam and kamam and dami akol atarakula thing, so then it's across the board. But if you learn that really it's not kamam and dami, either in Kala Terakul it's not kamam and dami, or over here there's a bazunda risvara that it's not kamam and dami, whatever it is, and it's a local zeris akosav, then there's a makam tadan. Okay, it's a local zeris akosav. Not only is it only local and it's not megalat to Kala Terakula, maybe it's very, very local, and it's only for Layimatse. Bazunda ridin, Layra not, Tashbisu not, Layshishchat not, Layimatse. That's the shaila. But I'm trying to get into the kishkas of the nakuda that the Gemara is trying to say. The Gemara wants to say, the Gemara wants to say that if a guy gives you chametz, let's go with, again, makabel achrayis, I'm going to try to make it the spitz case. You were makabel achrayis, the whole package. Shpshia, geneva, aveda, oinus. You made a ma'aseh kinyan on it, you wrote a contract on it, you were makabel achrayis. And it was clear in the contract that the repercussion was going to be monetary repercussion, not just in the luft achrayis. And it's gairim lamomen. And therefore there's a makam that you should be over bal yimotzei and the whole package. But the Gemara says, no, there's a svara like this. In the end of the day, it's the end. The chametz was a goy's. Yes, it was by your house the whole time, but everything worked out. And then after Pesach, you did return it, and then there won't be a problem. Kamash malon, no. The adsum fact that potentially, if it would have gotten stolen or lost or whatever, there would have been a potential of mamre garo mamre gamamre dami. Lo yimotzei. I want to freeze it at that point though. Imagine just what would happen if this goy gave you chametz and he would kabel achrayis, and on the third day of Chol HaMoed at 3:33. I don't know, something happened. The Pshia, the Mezid, the Gneva, it's gone. Now it's gone. It's gone, physically gone. It was destroyed. What? Avada, starting from 3:40-34 and on, and the 4th and 5th and 6th day of Chol HaMoed, of course there's no Bali Rabbi Yamatz, it's gone. What I want to know, and I'm very serious, is were you now Lamafreya over the first 3 days of Yontif? Like the Havamina, clear, I want to close and enjoy the Nakuda. The Gemara says that we're going in the Shlava, the Sugya, that the Havamina was that Salkadai Techamino. Yes, there was potential for a Balagan, but in the end it was returned. Maybe we don't trigger the din of Gur El Mammon. Maybe Gur El Mammon only starts when it's gone. Kamash Lamon, that no, that's tomorrow's share. But I want to know, in this Shlav, so if in the middle of Yom Tov it did go gone, Dipshia, Behinus, Vemezit, for whatever, in a Shlav, in a Darga of Achrayis that you had taken upon yourself, so were you over Lamafreya?
No.
And what? No.
No. The Havamina of the Gemara.
In the Havamina of the Gemara.
The Havamina of the Gemara is, it doesn't impact Bios.
So you were not, you will not be Ivan, I'm afraid.
I didn't own it.
Okay, I still want to clarify, because I held you were Ivan, but I want to clarify even like you, what were you Ivan? Balyura, Balyamatsi, Tashbisa, which one? But I wanted to clarify that more on the side that you are Ivan. But I want to know. But you know what? It's more than that. The guy gave you this chametz and you took a chrayis, you were supposed to return it. You were supposed to return it. Erev Shavuos. Erev Shavuos. Unlock Ba'omer. Look over the time at Elakui, Rav Shem Ba'yichui, you put it into your Medura for lack of Oimer. Could you imagine you doing the Heilige Medura, and by doing the Medura on lack of Oimer, on lack of Oimer, Yud Chesia, you're being Oiver Bal Yura. Are you talking?
The core of the Machlokas Tanayim, right?
Right.
By a karma, by a carbon.
Right.
In the case of somebody coming and doing
Mazik, Mazik carbon.
So in the case of Chametz, there's like a Svara Fakir from what the Gemara says. Like this. I'm the Jew, and I am a Kabbalah Chayas, let's say for Gneva. So I'm now thinking out, like, what's my Shaykhus to this Chametz? Does it bleak Kesher to any Machlokas? If this thing is gone and gets stolen, I have to pay the Nachri back. In the world of Kamamon Dummy, the Ganav's gonna have to pay me back, so he's gonna have to cover the loss. So, like,
other Ganav.
The guy who ends up doing
it. No, but let's say, yeah, but it's not always. Let's